Snell Varani, and this is Our Island Universe. We do not see the night sky here in the valley the way that our predecessors just 50 years ago would have seen it. The Milky Way, our home galaxy that once shined brilliantly overhead against the black of night, has almost disappeared completely from our sky. It is estimated that 90% of Americans now live in areas where they no longer see the Milky Way. Does it matter? What do we lose when we lose the night? Light pollution is so much more than just the disappearing stars. The overuse and misuse of artificial light at night wastes money, wastes energy, endangers our physical, mental, and spiritual health, takes a tremendous environmental toll, and erases the stars from our skies. The International Dark Sky Association estimates that one-third of all lighting is wasted at an annual cost of more than $2 billion. Many fixes are simple, like turning off lights when they're not being used, installing motion sensors, and shielding the light so that it is directed down onto the ground where it's needed, not up where it's not. Let's bring back our dark, starry nights that generations of Americans took for granted. I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium in Harrisonburg, Virginia.